This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 15th. God's word to you today is the workings, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, and it says, "If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad." As much as commonwealth is obvious, we defined wealth as well-being. Wealth is not just about money. Well-being includes health. God says to us in 1 Corinthians 12, 26, "If one part suffers, since we are a body, all parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all parts are glad." The emphasis in that scripture is ours. Just as it is with the physical body, God's heart for us as a church, as a people, as a community of faith, is when one person has a challenge, we all should rally around because it is part of our body. When one person is healed, we all should be glad because it is part of our body. As much as we have a commonwealth, we have common health. It is amazing how the topic of tithing seems to stir up a lot of questions. Tithing is actually a classic example of commonwealth, how it affects the commonwealth. God says in Malachi 3, "You have robbed me, you, this whole nation." I'm sure there are people in Israel that tithed, but because some were failing, it was affecting the entire nation, affecting the commonwealth. God is saying, as far as health is concerned, if one person suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one is honored, all the parts are glad. This speaks of common health. And like common health can be accessed either by covenant or by community. You can access the common health by covenant or by community. Common health by covenant, as explained in Isaiah 53 verse 5, which says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." This is our covenant. Peter quoted Isaiah when speaking about this exact covenant, but he tweaked something that makes his vision so powerful. 1 Peter 2 verse 24 from the Amplified Classic Version says, "He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself unto it, that we might die, cease to exist, to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." That is our covenant of health. By the wounds of Jesus, you have been healed. An image depicting this account can be found in today's Fresh Fire devotional and also online at www.gfhlive.tv/freshfire. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. Lord, you sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.